Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now to look at five movers in 5 minutes is Zach. Zach, I'm talking to you now more than I talk to my wife.
I think that's just about the right way. Well, actually, I've met your wife. Actually, I don't actually understand why you want to speak to me at all.
Well, do you know what? Saying that, though, I read a report recently saying the reason why marriages work is because they don't spend much time together. Apparently, that's the way. Sleeping in separate beds, all that stuff. So
living separate lives. I think that's another good way of keeping it fresh as well.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So let's look at the movers, Zach. Let's start up with the FTSE 100. Persimmon had a trading update today. It was quite positive. But they did say in the final paragraph, these results are too early for Brexit. And we've seen a lot of things, you know, happening in a negative light as towards the property sector. So PSN, it's dropping today, even on a positive update. Shows you the sentiment, I suppose.
Was something about Standard Life's property fund. They've either closed it down or suspended it or something. I mean, just it doesn't look very good. So on this case, with the good news versus the bad price action, you'd probably be looking for a partial or even full retest of that sub 1200 pence low, which came on the day after, well, Independence Day.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, I'm looking to get into these, to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't mind having a big house builder in. They're one of the best, and they're a cracking dividend policy. So it's just weird.
I think it's just a matter of, you know, looking for it to be really beaten up, and at least you've got the 12 pounds zone for Persimmon there as a bargain basement level.
Okay, let's look at a 52.50 stock, Imagination Technologies, smart tech and all that. But they've had a trading update, and it's quite bad, actually. It didn't look very good. I just read through it, scanned through it, and, you know, comparative figures were stronger. Previous figures were stronger.
Well, I'm taking it as half full at the moment. Although we gapped down through the 200-day moving average, the chart there was a gap up in at the beginning of May. And that's down to 153, and we've held above that on three or four different occasions, including today. So that does suggest to me that we could actually head higher again, stop loss back below 153, but at least in a range between 150, let's say, and 200 pence.
Okay, so down 7% a day. All right. Let's go to AIM. And what did I send you there? Oh, yeah, biggest riser. I hold these, and they're on the podcast later. Colm, the finance executive there of Tlou Energy, TLOU. And they've announced that they're in Botswana doing a coal bed gas project there. And they got they originally planned for a 10-megawatt power station. The government has given permission to go for a 50-megawatt power station, so five times as big. And they rose by almost 50% a day, and then it came back. But I know some people now are saying, I've got fear of missing out here. Where's a good place to get in? So, like I said, they've gapped up their 5 pence. Where would a good place to get into?
Well, the bottom of the gap is 4.1 pence. I would have thought anything under 4.5, if you can get it, would be the place to go. Although I have to say that I had a target of 6p on this, and the high was 6.4 pence. So I'm sort of, I think I finished, you know, my work is done. But presumably this is a long-term story. So let's say above the 4 pence zone, now I'm looking for 7 pence, which would be the upper parallel of a channel from December, let's say. So that's still, I think there should be more to come on that.
Yeah, but and you said where ideally, where should someone say, if I want to get some more of this stock now, where would I place a limit order? Let's say, 4.75, 5 pence?
No, I'd be a bit lower than that. I think that because the bottom of the gap is 4.1, and it could and should fill that. But let's say it is very bullish, and it would be anywhere between 4.1 and 4.5 I'd be looking for, really.
Yeah, and my philosophy is try my best to avoid spikes, you know, and I wait for the price to settle down. Like at the moment, we have some good news, and people are, you know, jumping in on excitement, and I think hold back, isn't it? There's always time, isn't there?
There is always time. I think what will be interesting, just watch it today, see if it does actually remain above 5 pence, because 5 pence was the previous resistance. So if it can do that on an end-of-day close basis, that would be a very strong thing. But normally, more of a retracement to try and fill that gap is what you'd expect.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Ascent Resources up 7.4%. I'm looking at 0.725 pence. Had a bit of a good update today about their gas project there in Eastern Europe. And they said one of the legal problems, they sort of ticked that box and it's going through. So they're up today, but... you know, what's it looking like on this chart? Here?
It's looking nice because we had a gap to the upside today through the 10-day average at 0.7 pence. Bottom of the gap is 0.69. So if we can hold at or above that level, it would be very encouraging. My target there, while we hold above, let's say, 0.6, which is recent support, is as high as 1.1 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from May. So any dips towards the 0.6 is a buying opportunity, I think, there.
Okay, cool. And the last one, five stocks in 5 minutes. I think we're under 5 minutes almost. AXM, Alexander Mining, up 7.9% a day.
Yeah.
Now, it's a very popular stock amongst the AIM buyers. And it does, you know, sort of mining technology, leach technology. But it's been very volatile. And I've been looking at this stock, but it's been up and down. And I didn't know where to get in. And now it's gone up again today. So where's support? Where's resistance here?
Support at the 50-day average, 0.18 pence. Also, RSI coming in above 50, which is very encouraging. Just looking for an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 0.23 pence. To take it higher. The big target here, 0.6 pence, which is the top of a trend channel from the beginning of the year. So I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, so it is making progress as expected.
Marvellous, Zach. Lovely to chat to you. Speak tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.